Okay, today's daf is Brachas Daf Lamed. As we continue in fourth parak of Tfilas HaShachar, the last daf of the fourth parak, and we are up to the sugyas of Tfilas HaDerech. Tfilas HaDerech. But we are on first Chaf Tesma Beis. We're about to start Tfilas HaDerech, but I wanted to add on one Hosafa from yesterday, and that is the Tshuva of the Noda B'Yehuda. Noda B'Yehuda has a somewhat well-known Tshuva in Yoredeya, Tinyana, Minichelik Beis, Tinyana Simin Yud. Tshuva, he has a tshuva. Michtavo kibalti. V'meineni makiro v'lo yadana lei. I don't really know who you are. Ach, asher bo l'sh'ol she'ilta u'mishtoi b'lishna d'chachmasa. But it sounds like you're a smart guy, so I'm gonna answer you, and it sounds like I could talk and learning with you. Shor she'ila so. Isha chara sh'ziko asher b'nachla rechava. Someone who has a tremendous, large area of acres and acres of land. V'yeshlo kfarim v'ya'aros. And on that land, he has forests, he has fields. Asher b'hayara'os tirmos kol chayso ya'ar. As he quotes Berchi Navshi. And there's a lot of animals all over his land. Imutulo lelech ba'atzmo liros b'kane srefa. To shoot. Latzud sayid. O imasur yisro lasos davarzeh. Imishum tzar balechayim. Imishum bal tashchis. Those are the three potential Isurim. Do we say that those are, there's a problem? So it's an amazing, intellectually honest tshuva. He goes through these three potential problems. Is it Tzar Bal Echayim? Is it Bal Tashchis? Is it Nagu Bo Isser? And he says no. He says those three, Maker Adin, seem to not be a problem. Because number one, what Tzar Bal Echayim? You kill him right away. The guy is an expert and he kills him right away. There's no tzar by the chayim by killing animals, only by causing animals to suffer. So number one, there's no tzar by the chayim. Baal tashchis is only something that has some type of productive or constructive purpose. But these animals are never going to come out of the forest anyway. They're just in there. You're going in there and hunting them. So that's not baal tashchis. And he says, nagubo isser. I don't think it's nagubo isser either. It goes through each one of these issues. Shkol davar sheyesh bo tzarech la'adam, less po mishum tzar balei chayim, v'gam lo shayetzar balei chayim, el letzaro ulahanicho b'chayim, av lo hamis behemos v'chayos, v'chomeni balei chayim, less po mishum tzar balei chayim, and therefore there's no tzar balei chayim. And then he says, you know, all the other ones are also mutter. But then, that's the first half of the shuvah. So I don't think Me'ikar Adin, there's any of these three are problematic. But then the second half of the shuvah, he says, okay, you got out of those three problems, but you still shouldn't do it. Amnam ma'od ani tama al guf hadavar. I don't even understand the question. V'lo matzinu ish tzayid. Who are the hunters in the Torah? Rak, Nimrod, the Esav. Says that would be your company. V'ein zed darki b'nei Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Says that's what a Jew should be involved in. Can you find a sif katan in the Shulchan Aruch about where it talks about it? No. But it's not something that Avraham Yitzchak should be involved in. We had a whole shiur last year on the concept of Ratzon Hashem, the fifth Shulchan Aruch, as we would call it. This is something that Jews shouldn't be involved in. Upuk Chazi Lomar says, look outside. He finds other a couple of sources. Ech Yamis Ish Yisraeli Biyadayim Baalei Chayim Belishum Tzorech Rach Ligmar Chemda Zmanu L'Hisasek B'Tzeda. Just for entertainment, you're going to kill animals. Is that appropriate for people to be for Jews to be involved in? And if you want to say that these wild animals are going to be mazik, but you're going into their den, you're going into their forest. So why should that be appropriate? That's what he says. And then towards the end he says, "Umishahu ha'ish tzarech lazeh upanasaso miseida." If it's you do it for a living, okay, then you don't have to. Maybe it's you have where to move and what to do. But aval. So I think it's inappropriate. The ad kandi barati beside Yosher Hahanhaga, Sheroy Ladam Laharchik Bizet. The Akshavan Yomer, finally, though now I think I've come up with an Isser. I feel we Sura Ika. Says, what's the Isser? Putting yourself into a dangerous situation. Says, that's Isser. It says a couple months ago in the parsha, beginning of Devarim. Who Who is a greater hunter than Esav? Shakasa meyedalav Esav ish yodei tzayid upokchazi mahu amar alatzmo hinei anochi olech lamus. I'm gonna go. I'm in the field anyway. Vein mikra yosef v'dei pshuto dahainu shu mistakin b'chol yom ben gedidei chayos. So what do I need this for? V'chein pirshu Ramban. The Ramban says, not just I'm gonna die anyway. So what do I need the b'chora for? No pashtus. Every day he's in a dangerous situation. Umeata ich yachlas asmo ish yehudi l'makam gedidei chayos ros v'chulu v'chulu. And then he says, Me'ata ani omer. Therefore, you see, it's aser and it's a sakana. The ode yesh shlishia, and this is where our issue comes in. Shal kalpanim maskirin avanosav. Right? It's a dangerous situation, which is a case that, sorry, the dangerous situation, we say that's where he uses up some of his schuyos. So do you want to use up some of your schuyos? And he says, v'ulai lazeh kivnu chachmei ha-mishnah b'pesachas b'choros. This is what I think maybe is another idea about in Masechet Brachos. Perak Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Amahalek Bavakam Sakana, Mispalot Tfilah Ketzara, Vechulu. The Gemara asks, my parsha is the Ibor, yesterday Zaf, all the Reb Shatim. Does Ibor mean like a pregnant woman, Ubar, or does it mean when we violate what the Torah says? Ula darkenu yuvan dizem mahalik b'vakam sakana who over al divrei Torah dechsivet despite the bolder nafshos eichem v'gamas kiran avanosav, and that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry at him. He says that's the pshat what it means. Now he says, he goes back to the Gemara. He says afilu b'shashim over al divrei Torah you kotzar chem l'fanecha, meaning what over al divrei Torah, not stam if I'm wearing shatnez or I'm doing some other avera, if I'm putting myself into a dangerous situation that itself is dangerous, that's the over al divrei Torah. Even at that time, Yitzhar Chayim Lefanecha. He says that's what maybe at a deeper pshat of that line is. He says if you have to do it for parnasa, fine. But if not, ijish davar megune achzarius isura sakanto askaras avanosav, and therefore you shouldn't do it. Okay, it's a good Shabbos Elul and Shabbos Shuva type of tshuva. Nitty gritty coming up with an issur, so you might not be able to find one. But then he finds one at the end. But that is his pshat, his deeper message of the Parshas HaIbor. Not some other Avera, but specifically the Avera that he's involved in terms of being in a Makam Sakana. Okay. We continue. So the Gemara says, towards the end of the Amid, Eliyahu says to Rav Yehuda, don't get angry, don't drink, and when you go out to the Derech, Yimalech V'koncha V'tzei, go ask permission, Yimalech V'koncha, go ask your creator, Vitzei, and then go out. We did refer to this Himalach Bekonch Vitzei one earlier time at this Masechta. If you remember back on Daf Gimel Amabez. Remember we had when they asked up when to ask David HaMelech what we should do, and David HaMelech says, okay, let's see if we to go out to fight battles in order to make get Parnasa. So it says that they went to ask Achitofel and Aviatar and Nimlachin Bisanhedrin. Nimlachin b'Sanhedrin. So what did that mean? So Rashi there said, notes the mehem reshus, kidei sheyispalalu aleihem. They asked them reshus so that they would daven for them. So it's like two different ideas. They asked them reshus to daven. So reshus, we mentioned then that some achronim connected to our gemara here. Himalach b'kon chavetzei, that you have to go before you go out. You have to ask permission. Okay, we continue. Amr Rav Yaakov, Amr Rav Chizda, Zu Tfilas HaDerech. This is the source in Shas, right here, for Tfilas HaDerech. My Tfilas HaDerech, Yiras HaMafanecha, Hashem Elokai, Shetoli Cheni L'Shalom, Betzati Deni L'Shalom, V'tisme Cheni L'Shalom. You should take me in peace and help me go every step of the way in peace. Support me. V'satzi Leni Mikaf Kol Oyev V'Orech B'Derech. Save me from every enemy or a stumbling block on the way. V'sishlach bracha b'masa yadai. V'sitneni l'chein l'ches l'rachamim. B'necha b'ni chalroai bracha d'Hashem. Shomea tefila. Okay, similar to a version that we have. Amar Abaya. Lisht la'olam. Lisht of inish nafshe badi tzibura. Abaya says, don't say it as was just quoted. Really, you should say it in plural, because you want to put yourself, get the schus atzibur. So you shouldn't say, satzilei ni. Everything should be in plural. Just like we have Shemona Esrei, everything is a plural to try to get the schus of the tzibur. Heichi neima yiras mafanach Hashem Elokeinu shetoli cheinu l'shalom v'chulu. Right, everything should be in plural. The tzlach here, Rabbi Yehuda notes a couple of comments of the Slach, but first he says, L'chor tamu, he says he's supposed to ask for Shusma HaKadosh Baruch Hu before you go out. How do you know what the answer was? Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, you think it's a good idea? How do you know? How do we know what the answer was? If you ask the Sanhedrin, they can give you an answer. But here, he malech b'kor chavetzei. So is it just a representative and not a literal, but he says, Yimalech b'koncha, ask Rishus. So I know what the answer is. So says the Nodeh Yehuda, maybe based on the Gemara that we're going to have next week. And that is Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. Im tefillah shkurasi b'fi, the Mishnah said later on, if the tefillah was just float off my lips that it came out, that I didn't like have problems saying it, so then I knew my tefillah was accepted, and if not, not. So maybe that's how you know, says the Tzlach. How well it came out of my mouth. The problem is that, you know, many of us are shkura tefillah b'fi, or many of us are, and we just don't have kavana, we just run through it. And that's why it's tefillah shkura b'fi. So for most of us, says the Tzlach, that's not going to work. So he says maybe that's what's going on in our Gemara. Because first we have the first opinion, Rav Chisda, who says, Yatzei Tfilas Derech, and you say it. He malik b'kon chavetzei based on that Gemara. And then Abaye is really saying, but most of us aren't on that level of Rav Chanina Mendoza. So you know what? You have a different way. Say it, lush to finish b'hadi tzibura. Meaning get the schus at tzibura on your side, and then already you can assume that you could go out, and the answer would be a positive answer, because you're getting this chus at tzibur. So really, says the Tzlach, he suggests that it is a machlokes, and Abaye is saying another way, another avenue, instead of himalit b'koncha, get the chus at tzibur on your side. Ulashar inchi, ain shagiras at tfila rai latova, v'lo ahefech l'ra. Rabbi Chanina, medosa v'chavei rav tovu l'ayam shalolish tofa tfila, b'lashen rabim. Because if you add the Rabbim in and you're on the level of Chanina Mendoza, you don't want to do that. Because then you might not be answered because of the Schus HaRabbim, and you won't know it's because of you. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda, that Eliyot, told him, Himalech, he said, Dafka, do it biyachid. But Abaye said, you know, most of us aren't on that level, so we could do a biyachidus. Okay, that's the Tzlach, in terms of giving us a little deeper idea of what the Gemara here is talking about. Says the Gemara, Emas Matzli, third line, when do you say it? Emas Matzli, when do you say Tfilas Aderech? Amr Rabbi Yaakov, Amr Rav Chisda, Misha Shemahalech Baderech. From the time that you go on the way. Misha Shemahalech Baderech. What does that mean? So Pashas is, as we know, that means after you start. After you start going. You don't say Tfilas Aderech at home before you go. If you're going on a trip, only once you start. The Taz, and all Achronim argue on the Taz here in Simen Kufyud, that's what Tfilas Aderech is, by the way. Tfilas Aderech is not its own Simen in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Simen Kufyud, in the middle of Hilchas Tfila. Hayosi Laderech Va'apolim. He talks about that if you don't have time to daven, it's havinenu. It's amongst all those other halachas. By the way, it's a mystery that the Rambam does not quote the halachas of Tfilas Aderech. Beis Yosef points out that ha'ara, makes that ha'ara, where it is in the Rambam. Okay, either way, continues the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kufyud. Hayotzi l'aderech yispalel yirtzav alfanecha, and he quotes the halachas of the Gemara. Omer Osa says the Shulchan Aruch, Achar Shehechzik Baderech. After you already were on your way, so that's when you say it. Says the Magen Avram, Nir Elisha Lo Yomru Batoch Ibura Shalir. Shouldn't say it within the Ibura of the city, which, we know from Masechet Erevin, within 70 Amos. 70 a little bit Amos out of the city, you still shouldn't say it because that's like the city, right? You have to say it outside that. Says the Taz, what does it mean? Yachzik, achar shehechzik baderech, pirish, sheyehe muchzak bevadai leilech. That's how the Taz interprets. You're muchzak to go. Your suitcase are packed, right? The car is packed. Everybody's about to get into the car. Says the Taz, that's good enough. Ra'isi l'ksas makpidim shlo yomar asa, atshehu dafka chutz l'ir al asade, ve'em lezeh shorish ve'ikr. Says the Taz, Mikola Pirushim, Vare Maharam, the Maharam Mirunberg, the Shulchan Aruch says it. I skipped it. Maharam Mirunberg, She Yosi Laderech, Ba Boker, Hayomra Achar Yehi Ratzon. Because we're going to talk about it in a second. There's a big problem. It's Tfilas Aderech, it's like a bracha, so why isn't it Smucha L'Chavrta? So the Marami Ruenberg used to say it in the morning, Hagabal Chasadim Tovin Lamo Yisrael, he hears Mavadach Shalachin El Shalom. He used to put it right next to Tfilas HaShachar. So says the Taz, he obviously says Tfilas HaShachar before he left the city. So says the Taz, what does it mean? After he was muchzak to go, he had definite plans, the car was packed, that's what it means. So that's what he says. If you want, it's enough to be muchzak, about to go. That is the Taz. The Mishnah Brura quotes Achronim, we assume not that way. We generally assume against the Taz that one has to actually be on the way, be on the road, against that pashtus of the Marami Rutenberg. You have to actually be on the way in order to say it. Vataz matar v'hil b'tochayir, el yaraba primogadim sharachronim cholkan hazeh, v'eskimu d'lechadchila, yesh li zoher shelo la'asos kein. Only do it before, if you did it already, did it already. That is number one, what does it mean? Getting back to the other issue, what about the issue of smucha l'chavrta? So this will be discussed already also once in this pesachta, but some, the Marami Rutenberg actually puts it next to a bracha, Gomel Chasidim Lamo Yisrael. The Magen Avraham says, how about Asher Yatzar? How about Ala Michya? You have other brachas to put it next to. You don't have to do it by Berachas HaShachar. But that is the Magen Avraham. Abim Holich Be'emsa Hayom Yasmichet Ala Bracha Acheres Kegon Sheyochal O Yishteh Davar. Take a drink or eat something in the car. V'yavarek Bracha Achrona O Yatel Mayim V'yomer Asher Yatzar. Do something right after Asher Yatzar, right? Rofecha Basar Maflila Asosi. Here, go right into it. Chassam Sofer. Let's have it here. Chassam Sofer on the side of the Gemara quotes his Rebbe Rav Nosson Adler. He used to make a Birchas Hareach for Emine Besamim, and then make Tfilas Haderech. Why dafka Birchas Hareach? So the later Mefarshim explained, because he must have felt that. You want, it's, it might be a, if you do a bracha rishon, it's a hefsik. With the eating and with the drinking. Asher Yatzar, I guess you have a bracha before and after, those would be better, but he liked brachas arech, that's what he used to do. Breathing is not a hefsik. Right, inhaling the smell. That's why Dafka did a brachas arech. That's what the Chassam Sofer quotes, Rav Nosson Adler, right on the side of the, right here, here it is. Nir Benai, Umori no hegla varech al arech. The other mafarshim probably don't like that. That's still a hefsek. Give me an Asher Yatzar. Give me a alamichyas. You have nothing in between. But maybe Rasa was Dafkas trying to prove that it wasn't a hefsek, and therefore he used that. The other answer we mentioned earlier in the Masechta, some Rishonim say that maybe you don't literally need. Most people are makpid about smucha l'chavrta. Why? Because one could say that because this bracha, what is this bracha? Bracha d'Hashem shomei tefila. So because this bracha, usually where it most commonly is found, in Shmona Esrei, there it is smucha l'chavrta already. So then it's defined as a smucha l'chavrta, even if in this specific context, it's not smucha l'chavrta. Usually it's in Shmona Esrei. So it's smucha l'chavrta. All the brachas are in smucha l'chavrta in Shmona Esrei. Right, none of the brachas start off with bracha d'Hashem. So because in its usual place, it is smucha l'chavrta, so then even though here it's not, but inherently it's already defined as a smucha l'chavrta. I think we had that earlier in Rabbeinu Yonah, I forgot where, but it's on the earlier dafim when we discussed smucha l'chavrta.
When it comes to that airplane, you say it in taxi has to take off.
When do you say it by airplane? So Shlomo Zalman says, right when the plane lifts off, basically. When it lifts off, and it's high enough that it's, Rahman al-Assan, if it would go down, it would be dangerous. That's what Shlomo Zalman says. But again, different people say that's Huchsak Baderach. You're asking what Huchsak Baderach is. So that would be Huchsak. If somebody wants to say it before, while he's still taxiing, I wouldn't argue with him then if he wants to say it then either. But the Shlomo Zalman, I think, is quoted as saying, right when it lifts off, if somebody's going to fall asleep before that time, then say it before you fall asleep. Okay.
Is a
Me'ain Shalosh better than a Barina Fashas? That's what he said. What was the language I read before? He said Alamichya, no? I don't remember exactly what the Lashon was. I think he said, if you eat something, and I'm not sure, I don't know, it was Kufyud. Right, what did he say specifically? Yochal Yishadav Yivarach Bracha Achrona. Just says Bracha Achrona. So would that be better because it ends off with the Baruch Hashem? Yeah, possibly. Because you could use... we'll get to that in the seventh parak. What is the Smucha L'Chavrta doing? Is it piggybacking on the original Baruch Hashem or the later one? That could be an issue. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Ad kama, fifth line. Ad kama. Until when? What does that mean? Amar Yaakov Amar Chizta ad parsa. Up until a parsa. What does ad kama mean here? So Rov Rishonim say ad kama means, this is Rashi quotes this in the name of the Bahag on the third line. Ad kama means how long of a journey do you have to be going on in order to be chayv in Tfilas Haderech? So it's until if you a parsa, less than a parsa. Less than a parsa, one does not have to say Tfilas Haderech. How much is a parsa? Other sources say parsa is 4 mil. How much is a mil? Is it 18 minutes? Is it 72 minutes? So some say that is the shear of 72 minutes. That's why Sfarim have the minug. Whenever they drive more than 72 minutes, they say Tfilas Haderech, no matter what. No matter what. They could be going Yerushalayim Tel Aviv, regular work. Or they could be going to, right, nothing to do in Eretz Yisrael. Somebody in Chutz Laaretz, you drive an hour. A lot of people drive an hour to work. Sometimes it gets a little stuck in traffic. What? They bench Gomel also, right? They bench Gomel also, not just Tfilas Haderech. Right, correct, yes. Yes, the Sephardic custom, I remember, we have. They bench Gomel, they go over from Beit Shemesh to Tzfat, they bench Gomel. Doing a lot of benching Gomel. But anyways, this is where it comes from, Parsa. Ad Kama, Ad Parsa. Rashi, though, the first day in Rashi, which is Rashi himself, he has another pshat. Not how long does the journey have to be, but until when in the journey? How long at the beginning of the journey do you have to say Tfilas Haderech? Ad kama zmana lehispalel? Ad parsa. Avalo la'acher shehalef parsa. Once you went a parsa, it's too late. Even though if you're traveling 30 parsas, parsos, it's too late. And all the Rishonim wonder, what is Rashi talking about? Why should that be? If I still have a lot of distance to go, why shouldn't I still be able to say Tfilas Haderech? That's the question. So the Meiri here says, the Meiri quotes Rashi, and the Meiri says, well, if you say Tfilas Haderech is Himalech Bekoncha Vitzei, it's asking Rishus, so if you already left, you already left. There's no purpose of it. If that's how you look at Tfilas Haderech, you say that literally, Ein Zeh Nimlach Bekono Ve'Eino Omra, then you blew it. Tfilas Haderech is all about a symbolic asking Rishus for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I already did it, so then finished. I have to ask Rishus for the rest? No. It's not like a bracha where I still am eating. No, it's asking Rishus to go on the journey. But if I'm already on the journey, I'm on the journey. That's what the Meiri says. The Pnei Yoshua in some Gemaras, I have one Gemara at home, where it says on the side of the Gemara, Ayin Pnei Yoshua Dvar Metukim Midvash. So I don't have it in this Gemara that I'm using now. But he says sometimes, in some I think it's more old of the older Gemaras, it says, Ayin Pnei Yoshua Dvar Metukim Midvash, right here. So you got to look at the Pnei Yoshua for that one. So the Pnei Yoshua says, let me explain to you the Sfar for Rashi. There's another Gemara. The Gemara says elsewhere that V'yavsha eini kedai mikamakam nirul yashiv shitas Rashi v'yadaraba dvarim nechonim ubrurim. It's one of those great explanations that you have to figure out what everybody else holds. Right? What is it? The nimuko imo. Because once you're within the first parsa, you're still near home. You still feel somewhat safe. But after you're muchzak baderech, so then, we know the Gemara says in Erevin, Habamina Derech al Yispalel. If somebody comes home from a journey and he's all jet lagged and he all can't focus, so the Gemara says he shouldn't daven yet until his das is Mushevas alav. And the Rambam paskins that way. We don't paskin that way because we never have Kavana anyway, even if we'd wait a week after we come home. But, Me'ikir Adin, the Gemara says, if you came back from the Derech, you don't daven. Says the Pnei Yeshua, if you can't daven when you came back from the Derech, then obviously while you're on the Derech, you don't have the head to daven. Kol shekein hacha, kivet shekvar huchzak baderech, verotzeh lahaflig od baderech, pshita, shein daitum yushevas alav. Shekol adrochem becheska sakana. Umishamachi, that's why Rashi says you can't daven. Once you're close to home, you're within the first parsi you just started, then you still feel safe, you still are, we assume, are able to concentrate. But after that, you're already muchzak baderech. So it's like the other Gemara in Ervin, that you're not allowed to daven once you come home, surely once you're on the derech. That's why Rashi says what he says. Aye, what about the other Rishonim now? That's such a great explanation. The other Rishonim who say that you have the whole trip, aren't they worried about the other Gemara that you're muchzak baderech, you can't have kavana? Says the Pnei Yoshua. Yeah, that's in terms of davening anything else. But here you're davening about what's relating to your life right now. You're davening about the derech. So you can concentrate on that. You're davening for protection here. V'shidah zacholkem efshar, demashma lehu, delahach tfila, the tfilas haderech, havishaper daitom yushev esalav. Kivan she ikr tfilaso, b'shvil takanazu, kedachsiv b'yom sarasi yekra echa, v'taneni, kein nirali, v'dok. V'tukim mitvash. Okay. Every Pnei Yeshua is Mizukah Midvash. That was a classic Pnei Yeshua. Baruch Hashem, we're back. And we haven't Seder Zeraim and Moed. We haven't had Pnei Yeshua's in a couple of years. Right? Kachem and Taurus don't have Pnei Yeshua's. So, thank God we're back. Good. Vehechi Masli Lo. How? So far we had the what, and we had the when, and now we have the how. Hechi Masli Lo. How do you say Tfilas Adarech? Rav Chizda Amar Me'umad. Rav Chizda says Me'umad. What does Me'umad? Doesn't literally mean standing. It just means stopped. Meaning, if you can, stop traveling. Rav Sheish says Amar Afilu Mahalef. Rav Sheish says, no, even while you're going, you could say it. Rav Chizda, Rav Sheish says, because Libo Urcha, they were these two great rabbis were once traveling on the way. Keep in mind, Rav Sheish was blind. Kam Rav Chizda v'kamatli. Rav Chizda stopped and started saying it. Amar le Rav Sheish l'shame. Rav Sheish didn't know what was going on. He all of a sudden was talking to Rav Chizda and learning, and then all of a sudden he didn't hear him. So he says to his servant, my covenant Rav Chizda, what's Rav Chizda doing? I hear mumbling. What's he doing? So Amar le koyu matzli. He stopped and he's davening. So Amar le Rav Sheish says, ukman nami l'didi. You know what? Stop me too. Stop my wagon too. The etzli miyos tov al tikra ra. I know I hold that you ought to say it while you're going, but you know, I guess if you can stop, I'll go like the other Shita. Go like the other Shita and follow his opinion. Period. Okay, that was a little bit of Inyone Tfilas Haderech. Now we get back to what the Gemara had been talking about right before Tfilas Haderech, and that is Tfila Katsara and the like. My Ika Bein Havineinu L'Tfila Katsara. What we discussed yesterday. What's the difference between Havineinu, where we add in... we make a phrase for every bracha. Right, that was Havineinu we had on the bottom, the middle of Chavtes Amud Aleph. That was Me'ein Shemon Esrei according to Shmuel. Havineinu, we got into the whole discussion about what he do Motzi Shabbos, what he do with the Saint Talamatar. Havineinu and Tefila Katsara. And what about Tefila Katsara, which was down here? They're saying the Tefila Katsara. What's the difference? So says the Gemara. Tosas says even before we get into the answers the Gemara gives, Tema says Tosas. Maybe the difference is that Tefila Katsara you can only say B'makam Sakana. And Havineinu, according to those opinions, you can say every day. That's a major difference. Tosfos says, the Gemara is assuming where you're allowed to say it, what are the differences? You're right, that's a difference. But when you're able to say it, kol echad bimkomo, what are the differences? So, the Gemara says as follows. Havineinu ba'i litzluye gimel kavayz v'gomel vasraisa. As we said yesterday, Rashi quoted this. Havineinu just takes the place of the middle brachos. Bakashos. You have to see the first three brachas and the last three brachas. Number two, when you get home after saying Havineinu, you do not have to daven again. You will yotze. You will yotze tefila. First three, last three, and Havineinu in the middle. Bitfila kitsara, lo boy litzluye, lo gimel kamais, lo gimel basraisa. Tefila kitsara, in a makam sakana, you do not have to daven the first three, the last three. Just say those two lines. Hosha Hashem is afka, save me, I'm in danger. Whatever the case is, and when you get home, you got to daven again. Because that's not called davening. That is kind of a divine interim protection. But it's not Yosei Tefillah. You got to do it because you have to protect yourself in the interim. Similar to Ashim Talui. Ashim Talui, if I do an Aveira, the Gemara says in Maseches Krisus, if I do an Aveira if I might have done an Aveira, that's chay of miachatas. I'm not sure if it was treif or not. I'm not sure if I did this or not. So I bring an Hashem Tali in the interim. Once I know for sure that I did it by accident, then I have to bring a chatas. Hashem Tali is just lahagein min hayisurin, the language of the Gemara there. See here too, when you get them, you got to daven again. And most, maybe sure I'm take out the word vehilchasa. The Rishash takes it out. Others take it out. It's not in the Rosh or the Rif. Havineinu mi'umad tefila kitzara bein mu'umad bein mahalech. Havineinu, you have to stop because it's like a regular Shemoneh Esrei. And tefila kitzara, not. You can say it even as one is going. So the three differences. Do you say the brachas and do you have to repeat it and mu'umad mahalech? Basically, the root issue is Havineinu is like a mini Shemoneh Esrei. And that's why you're yotzei with it and that's why you have to stay and stop and that's why you have to say the first three, last three. Continuing. Getting back to the end of the Mishnah about Kavana. Somebody's riding on a donkey. They should come down from the donkey and daven. If you can't come down from the donkey, at least turn your face. If you can't turn your face, at least be mechaving your heart. Tana Rabbana says the Tosefta. Somebody's riding on a donkey and this mantfila came. Im yeshlo misha yochez es chamoro yered lamata v'yispalel. If he has somebody to hold his donkey, then he should go down from his donkey and daven normally. right? If you're in this situation, to do that. V'im lav, yeshibim, come over, yispalel, and if not, just sit where you are on the ducky and daven. So you should do, Rebbe Omer, benkach uvenkach, yeshibim, come over, yispalel. Rebbe says, either way, you can sit on your donkey and daven. Why, lefishein, daitum yushevas lav. You're not going to be able to focus. If you think somebody else is holding your donkey, every few seconds you're going to be looking. Is he okay? Is the donkey okay? Did he run away? So Rebbe says, either way, you can just sit there and daven. Amar Rabbi v'tim, Rabbi Shimon Levi, halacha karebi. The halacha is like Rebbe. Period. Couple of points. A number of poskim, some of them might not put it in print, but if you ask it to them, Torah Sheval Peh, say, what if you have a choice of going to the back of the airplane and davening and getting pushed and being knocked and being the chash of the seatbelt sign going on at any moment, having been told to sit down v'chulu? There are a number of posts that would tell you just daven in your seat. And that would even be better than tefillah b'tzibur, even if you can miss tefillah b'tzibur, especially on a flight where there's no room in the back, if there's room in the back, they have separate, okay, there's something to talk about. But if there's no room in the back, and I'm going to be knocking against the people in the back seat who might not be interested in having the davening next to them, and covered a brius issue, so then for sure, yesh makom, that even on a lechachila level, that one should stay in their seat and daven there, better for kavana, better for kavod abrius, better for binadam lechaveru, and binadam lemakom. Again, one should just keep in mind the whole situation. Maybe if you want to stand up next to your seat for Shemon Esrei, okay, something to talk about. But either way, that is related to this Gemara. Right? If you're not going to be able to have Yishev Adas when somebody's holding your donkey, when you're standing up and shaking around and trying to hold on, so then there is what to talk about that you should daven while sitting in one seat. Number one. Number two, very interesting Ramah. The Ramah says, if you're saying Shemona Esrei on a donkey, at the other Shemona Esrei, you push the donkey back 3 steps. Push the donkey. The Ramah says, Simon Sadek Dalid. Right, because that's also, it's an Amidah Lefnei Hashem, says the Ramah, Hayoshi Basvina Obagal, if you're on a boat or on a wagon, if you could stand when you say Shemot Esrei, great, so that you could do the Karmu Mishtachavim. But if not, the Miyafshar, Kagon Sherochev Ala Behema, Yachzir HaBehema Shlosha Psios La'achareha, Va'ola La Ki'ilu Poseya Ba'atzmo. The donkey's got to go backwards. 3 steps. Try to make sure he takes his left hoof first and then go back. And it doesn't say that at the beginning that you should take 3 steps forward. Just the Ramah just quotes 3 steps back with the donkey afterwards. If you can't, if the donkey's being stubborn and he's not moving, says the Mishnah Berurah, in the name of the Shulta Giparim, Yachzer Atzmo La'achor V'Algab Behemto. So you just turn around. Kedosh Reinoe Gimbali Pater Milafei HaMelech. Okay, interesting Ramah. Third point, and then we'll move on. That is a question, our daily dose of the Chashukei Chemed. Chashukei Chemed here discusses on the Yeshe Bimkom Ovi Yispalo. She'ela. Mention this. Adam She'ispalel Shmona Esrei. V'Rosh Chodesh. V'Shachach Lomar Yala V'Yavo. And it would be very embarrassing to write then daven another Shmona Esrei. So it'll happen to all of us. Right? Maybe I'll do it at home. Maybe I'll wait till I'll pretend that I'm learning. I'll take out a sefer and start saying the second Shmona Esrei. So he talks about that. So he says you can't be embarrassed. He writes you have to say it. You have to be a man and say the next Shmona Esrei, even if I forgot Yalav Yavo in a time when I was supposed to forget Yalav Yavo. Va'adayin yesh lehistapek. But what happens if another question? What if there's a Rav or a Tzaddik Mufursam that everybody holds him up to a higher standard? And if he forgets, maybe it'll be a Pchisus and Kavanah Torah a little bit. He forgot Shmona Esrei. Harav Agon, he forgot Yalav Yavo. Pasnished. Right? So maybe it was, if you are Rechil Hashem, Vushachal Yalav Yavo, Kshach Hashem is Yeba Zilzul Torah, Ulachil Hashem, if came to light, Odev Shis Palakak Bracha, Berecha, maybe he should go and let's say the context is where he's going to have to go in a car after, he's going to go somewhere, and he's going to have to say it's sitting down. That's why this is here, Yeshivim Komov Yispalal. Right? Is that okay? Tshuva, the Mishnah Berurah says, Im Ubedieved, Im Karula Torah B'Yom Tainas Sibur, what happens if there is a Rav who was called for an aliyah on a fast day, and he's not fasting? Are you supposed to only get aliyah? Only people who are fasting got to get aliyahs, right? What if he's not fasting? It was an ones, but sar lo lomar, and he doesn't want to say that he's not fasting. There'll be a chil Hashem. Nirish ayuchal lismok b'shasat chak alamikilin v'yala la aliyah. says the Mishnah Berura, b'shas atchak, he's allowed to be ola. V'imk, it says of Zilberstein, maybe the same thing should apply here. B'shas atchak, he could daven sitting down afterwards, even though, you know, he could daven now, because of the zilzel of the embarrassment. He said, that's what I said. But then I asked my brother-in-law, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and he said, Yisbayish, yelo kapar bazeh. He says, no, what are you talking about? Just daven. Just daven, tough luck on you. V'kaim is divrei shulchan aruch, v'kaim is shulchan aruch, that you have to be seish bar esrei ba'amita, unless there's a very pressing circumstance. So he says, machlokas to me and my brother-in-law. Good. We continue though now. Says the Tosefta. Right, so if somebody is on a we finished the Tosefta. Next, Tana Rabbanan. Suma, somebody who is blind to me, she'ena yachol l'chaven es aruchos, or somebody who does not know which direction to daven in, yechaven libo k'neged aviv sheba shamayim, she just daven l'shem shamayim, she'ne'emar viz palalu el Hashem, daven to Hashem, haya omi b'chutz l'aretz yechaven es libo k'neged aretz Yisrael. Here it is. If you didn't chutz l'aretz, you daven to aretz Yisrael. She'ne'emar viz palalu elecha derech artzam, haya omi b'aretz Yisrael yechaven es libo k'neged Yerushalayim, she'ne'emar viz palalu el Hashem derech ha'ir asher b'charta, haya omi b'Yerushalayim. These are all psukim that Shlomo HaMelech said at the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash. Hayom b'Yerushalayim yechaven es libo k'neged Beis HaMikdash, she'ne'emar viz palalu el habayis hazeh, hayom b'Beis HaMikdash yechaven es libo k'neged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. If you're in the base of Mikdash somewhere, you have daven k'neged the Kodesh Kadashim. She'ne'emar v'hispalu el ha'makom hazeh. Hayo'om may be base Kodesh HaKadashim. If you're in the Kodesh Kadashim, why would you be in the Kodesh Kadashim? What? The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur? Right? Which way he should daven? Or maybe there's a worker that was put in there and all of a sudden it's Mantila, whatever it is. So yechaven eslibo k'neged base HaKaporis. Daven towards the Aron, the base HaKaporis. Hayo'om may rachari base HaKaporis. So if you're behind the Aron, yireh atzma, which L'chor, we're not be talking about the Kohen Gadol, because he's usually not behind the Aron. He stands to the east side of the Aron. But a worker that was lower down, right, we had the Mishnayis at the end of Kachim. Haya omed achari beis ha-kaporis, yirat smoki ilu lefnei ha-kaporis, nimsa omed b'mizrach b'aksabon of l'mayrif, b'mayrif b'aksabon of l'mizrach, b'dar b'aksabon of l'tzafon, b'dar b'aksabon of l'darom. Whichever direction you're in, we're all facing and being mechavi to the same spot. Nimsu call Yisrael mechuvanin eslibam mechavdes libam lo makom echad. It's all to one place. All of our tefillos go through one place. Go through the Kodesh Kadashim. There are Zohars that say our tefillos go through Maris Machpelah, but at least Shas Bavli says it goes through Yerushalayim. Amar Rabbi Avin v'Tamer Rabbi Avina Ma'ikra k'migdal tavid savarech banuy l'talpiot. Talpiot is another name for Yerushalayim. Tell shekol pios ponim bo. The tell, the mountain, that all mouths turn to it. That's Talpiot. Talpiot, tell shekol pios ponim bo. Good. There is a Rabbi Yaakov Emden that you can't learn today's daf without Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes, I mentioned this in Parshas here a couple of years ago, in the Ezra, he has about a 50-page Hagdama to his Siddur. In Siddur Beis Yaakov, Sulam Beis El. So in there, I didn't go through the whole thing. I just happened to know this one. He quotes, Yadua. Rabbi Yaakov Emden did not live in Eretz Yisrael. Yadua shechov alis paro l'chavin gufei k'neged Yerushalayim. It's Yadua that you have to dive towards Yerushalayim. And you have to dive in towards Eretz Yisrael. V'kan reinu l'zkar Yerushalayim she'enis lomar. Shelo yaspig ze haroshim v'haremez. She'anu osim l'zecher u'ledugma v'simin ba'alma elaheicha delo efshar. When could you dive in towards Eretz Yisrael? Only when you can't get to Eretz Yisrael. That's when it's enough to daven towards Eretz Yisrael. Oz, tala lanu akavana v'amachshava atova v'tistarif l'maisa animna mepre ha'onis v'hasakana ki ha'onis patim mikol davar v'hechrech lo yigunet. Amnam, lo yishubach v'lo to'il hakavana b'makom she'ein tainis onis gomer u'bishas revach. You can't just daven towards the place if you can get to the place, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden. V'lazet sarech kol adam Yisrael la'asos b'libo haskama kvua v'tkua la'alos ladur be'eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yaakov Emden. I don't need anything stronger. Every Jew in the world has to make the decision to come. Unless there's makam sakana. Al-kapanem k'shetim se yado de ha-hotza'ah. As long as he can pay for the expenses. V'ksas maimud sipuk parnasa im b'derech malacho eze. Meaning you gotta have a head on your shoulders. U'lehishto keik li'o zoche le'his palel sham. L'fehechal melech. Afa pi shecharav lo zaza shechina mimenu. Even though the Shekhinah never left, even though it's desolate. But you know what the problem is? Nowadays, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden a couple hundred years ago, Ein ish sam alev mevakish avasa dori shloma v'tovasa v'lo mitzapel arosa kimidume lanu biyosenu b'shalva b'chutz la'aretz shekfar matzanu eret Yisrael v'yerushalayim acheres dugmasa. That's what he says. Al kain bo elenu kol haraos b'shev es Yisrael be'eretz Spania v'artzos acheros b'shalva b'kavod gadol b'yimei achorban zman rav karov l'alpayim shana mizman chorban b'yis rishon v'shuv nisgarshu mimena achlo nishasham she'eretz Yisrael be'eretz ahi tzadiku Hashem ki yatsa midaitam lagamri inyin galusam v'his arvu bagoyim v'yilmudu ma'aseyem v'yasu ne'elatsos v'yisarva zerakolik v'amei aratsos. He continues here. Anyway, in mine, it's on page Yud Gimel, if you want to look it up. But it's in Sulam Beisel, right in the middle, in Ozvav. There it is. It's about this halacha. Brachas Daf Lamed cannot be learned without Sulam Beisel of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Right there. That's a good question. It's a good question. I've wondered that in the past. Is he implying that you got to move to Yerushalayim, right? Because yeah, and if it's not a, he doesn't get back to that point. Does not mention that point. That's it doesn't say there's a chi. There's no specific mitzvah asay to live in Yerushalayim according to anybody. Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Drash Moshe, writes in Parshas Voeschanon that there's a kiyum to live in Yerushalayim. It's more kedusha. But there's no real bona fide chiyuv to live in Yerushalayim. No bona fide chiyuv. What does it say in the there's a tshuva v'chassam sofer that talks about it, that the Mishnah at the end of Ksubis, Hakol Ma'al Yerushalayim, Ve'inakol Maridin Ba. So it talks about it there, but it's not quoted in the poskim. As a specific mitzvah or chiyuv. But I guess for that Mishnah at the end of Ksubis. Vayter. Avu adishmo v'levi, k'avi boi l'meifak l'orcho. When they went out, when they used to go out to travel, Makadmi Yomasla, used to daven early. The Chavi Mati, Zman Kriyishma Karu. And when Zman Kriyishma came, they used to say Kriyishma then. They used to daven, meaning Shmona Esrei, early before they left. How early? Rashi here says, Lifkodem Hayom. Kodem Hayom. Tosfos wonders how literally we take that. Tosfos doesn't want to say that because you could daven, what, before dawn? So Tosfos assumes it means early after Amar HaShachar. They used to daven Shemona Esra, and then they used to say Kriya Shema later. Keman ki Aitana, like the following opinion. Tatanya, Hishkim Latzeis Laderach, Mevi'im Lo Shofar, V'tokeya, Lubav U'menaneya, Megillah V'korebo. Shekiya Zman Kriya Shema, Kore, or you could say, meaning, you could sacrifice mitzvos, or even smichas gulu l'tfila, in order to be able to daven standing, because they wouldn't be able to daven standing later on. Hishkim leisha bakarno besfina. Also, let's say you get up and you're going to be in a wagon or a boat. Mispalel daven ukshigias man kriyishma kore. Better to say Shmona Esrei earlier. Or Shimon Elazar Omer no. Benkach lemenkach kore kriyishma mispalel kadeshis bagula tefila. Shimon Elazar says no. Got to do smichas gula tefila as we had earlier in the first parak. But my kemivligi, what's the nekudas machlokas between these opinions? Mar savar tefila meumar adif, umar savar mislach gula tefila adif. Right, and that's the machlokas here. The Magen Avraham points out that we have to do smichas gula tefila. That's what we paskin. Maremar Marzucha avi michlefi beyasara b'shabsa derigla. Maremar Marzucha used to gather a minion on the Shabbos of the regel. What does that mean? We'll see in Rashi in a minute. Umatzlu, Father Nafka the Perka, they used to gather a minion and then daven, and then they went out to give shir. So gather the minion very early. Rav Ash, because they wouldn't be, they would be giving shir later on, meaning already by Netzachama they were giving shir. So they used to gather the minion earlier. Rav Ashi, Matzli Badi Tzibura, Biyachid Miyushav. Rav Ashi used to daven, Bahadi Tzibura, with the Tzibur, Biyachid Miyushav. When he was b'yachidus, what does that mean? In the middle of the shir, he used to get the zman tefila, and Ravashi wouldn't be able to go out. The other talmidim used to go out and come in, go in and come out, but Ravashi couldn't. He was giving the shir. So what he used to do is Rashi explains he used to tell the meturgamon, right, his loudspeaker, tell him a lot for a couple of minutes. So he used to be able to talk for a couple of minutes. Then he'd have a few minutes to himself, and he used to say kriyas shema shmona esrei right then, sitting down. So then he would be able to daven then. But when he got home, he used to daven again later. Amri Le Rabbanan, V'levin Mark Remer and Marzutra. Why don't you just do like Remer and Marzutra used to gather a minion early? Amrlu Trichali Milsa. It's Trichali Milsa. I don't want everybody to have to wait for me to daven. until I daven. I wanted to just come to the shiur on time. V'levin mark avu de shmo v'levi. So I need to go like the earlier avu de shmo and levi. They used to say shmo esrei earlier, just say kriya shmo later. Amar lehu lo chazinu lehu v'rabana kishishai minan daven achi. I never saw the elder, the earlier generation rabbis do that. I didn't even see them do that, so therefore, I didn't do it either. Shabbos of the Rigla, Rashi here says, Shabbos before Pesach Atzeres Besukkis. The Shabbos before Yantif, when they used to give drushes. That's when they used to give these drushes. You see, the Gilgal HaShas here says, look at Rashi earlier. Rashi told us earlier that we had the last Amud of the second parak. It was a Shabbos, so we didn't have a shear on it. Daf Yud Zayin. At least this round is up from the last round still. Again, and again tomorrow's daf, there's also Shabbos dafim, as we have been saying, is on yutorah.org for now. Anybody wants to listen to the Shabbos daf? Says the Gilgal HaShas that Rashi and Tosfos there point out, Shabbos of the Rigla, the Kala, was the Shabbos before Sukkot and Pesach. They leave out Shavuos. There's a big discussion about Shloshim Yom Lefnei Achag. Does that apply to Shavuos? Because Shavuos is not as needed, as much to talk about before those Chagim. But here Rashi says all three. Earlier, Tosfos, Rashi had said, I think, only two. Rashi earlier, on Daf Yud Zayin Amabez, Rashi had said, Hilchas Pesach and Chag. He leaves out Shavuos there. You've got to read these two Rashis together. Vayter says the Mishnah, Reb Elazar ben Azariah, Omer, ain't tefillas musaf and el bechever ear. What the Isaiah says, tefillas musaf is only bechever ear, which means sibur. Sibur. Bechever ear. Musaf is only but sibur. Vechama omer, no, bechever ear vishlo bechever ear. No, even beyachad you say musaf. Rabbi Yehuda omer mishmo, Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Elazar Azariah, kol makam sheishem chever ear, yachad padam tefillas musafin. If you have a sibur in your town saying musaf, then you're potter, because you're yotze with them. If nobody's saying it for you, so then you have to say it yourself. That is the Wazam Azar. That's how Rabbi Yehuda says it. So Rabbi Yehuda Ayin Tanakama. So I already answered the question, but now the Gemara is going to explain it. What's the difference between the first opinion and the third opinion? Don't they just both say it's Betzibur? No, you can be Nayu Yachid Shalo Bechaveir. The Nafkamin is a Yachid in a town where there's no Tzibur. Tanakama Savar Pater. Tanakama says Musaf is only a Tefillah Betzibur. Meaning why? Because it's not Rachmi. It's not keneged avos tiknum either. If you look at the Meiri here, he taught it's not and the Pnei Yeshua. It's not keneged avos, right? We mentioned okay, Yosef, the Zohar that Rabbi Yaakov Ender quoted, Yosef and Musaf. But maybe it's not keneged avos. It's not rachmi. It's just purely keneged the carbon sibur, and therefore that's what this opinion holds. Tarkama sever pater. Rabbi Yehuda sever chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda said no. You're only pater if the sibur is saying it. If they're not saying it, then you're chayiv. Amr Afuna Barchinan Amr Abchiyah Barav Halacha Rabbi Yehuda Shamar Mishur B'Lazim Nazariah. The Halacha is like the third opinion that as long as there's a tzibur saying it, you are Pater. Amalei Abchiyah Bar Avin Shaper Kamrit. Good for you. Damar Shmuel, because Shmuel says Miyamai Lo Matzil Mitzlusa De Musafin Biyachid Ben Arda. I never davened Musaf myself in Arda. Lavar except for Miyahu Yoma except for that day. Das Yepol Musa De Malka Lamasa. The day that the governor, the army came to the city. Vatrid Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan were tar v'lo tzali, they couldn't daven Musaf. V'sali b'yachid, so I davened. V'havi yachid, shlo b'chever year, that day I was a yachid without a tzibur. And that's why I had a daven. So you see, they paskin like, we paskin like that last opinion, which we don't paskin, but at least they paskin that way. You can look also in the Pnei Yeshua, what's the language of chever year? Why doesn't it just say tzibur? So to look that up, the chever year. Yasa Rabbi Chanina kara kame drabyanai. So Rabbi Chanina was sitting, and they were reading in front of Rabbi Yana the Yosef Kamar. Halacha Rabbi Yehuda Shomer Bshomer Belozem Nazaria. That halacha is like that opinion that as long as the tzibur is dominating, you don't have to. Amar Lei Puk Krokarach Lebra. He threw him out. He says, "Get outside." He says, "Ain't a look at Rabbi Yehuda Shomer Bshomer Belozem Nazaria." No, we don't pask in that way. We don't pask in that way. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ani Raisias Rabbi Yana did Sali v'Hadit Sali. I once saw Rabbi Yana davening twice. Davening once, then he davened again. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyahu Reb Zeira, v'dilma me'ikara lo chivein daite lebasof kivein daite. I saw him davening again. And why was he davening again? I'm sorry, I should have said this first. Rashi adds in, it must be that he was davening Musaf. So you see, it's a tefillah biyachid. Why was he davening two Shmona Esreis? So Rabbi Yirmiyahu says to Reb Zeira, maybe he just didn't have kavana the first time. Maybe he didn't have kavana. That's why he was davening again. Not in the whole Shmona Esreis, in Avos, but Amalei, Chazi Man Gavra Rabba to Kamasid Alei. No. Look at this great person that's being masid. Who are we talking about? We're not talking about Rabbi Yana. We're talking about Rabbi Yochanan. Who, look at the great person, the kamasid, that's being masid, that's being made on him. Rabbi Yochanan didn't get the story wrong. He got the story right. He said he davened twice, he was davening musaf. So we're not going to second guess Rabbi Yochanan in terms of what he was davening. Good. Rabbi Ami Viravasi, Avagav Davi Elohu Tleser, Bekesha Bitveria, even though there were 13 shuls in Tveria, Lavi Masle Elabini Amude Hechadavi Garsi, the only davened where they used to learn. What is this doing here? We have this already. So maybe one could say, but we're talking about Kavana. This is where they had the best Kavana. And that's where they daven there. It's my Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Dimi, Mishra, Rabbeinu. Amr Halach, Rabbi Yehuda, Mishra, Amr, Mishra, Vladimir, Azariah. Halach is like him. Rabbi Chiyah, Bar Abba, Tzali, Vada, Tzali. He daven two times. Amr, Rabbi Zera. My time, Avin, Marachi. Ilay, Mishra, Delokiv, and Mardaite. Is it because you have Kavana of Amr, Ablazar? La Olam, Yomar, Adam, is Atzmo. Person should estimate themselves. So what do you mean you didn't have Kavana? You shouldn't have daven then. If you didn't think you could have Kavana. Ella, what else happened? Tzalu itkar mar dereish yarcha. What, you forgot Yalav Yavo? And it's Rosh Chodesh. V'atanya, Tavalo hiskesha Rosh Chodesh. Whole question about the Gersos here. Bishachris, we skip that next line. Marzi mazir is a b'reish yachal omer b'shachris. Bishachris ein machzir and also b'reish yachal omer b'musafin. B'musafin ein machzir and also b'reish yachal omer b'mincha. Meaning you don't have to be chozer, but just say it in the next one, Asrei. Omer lei, no, Lavitmer Alam Rabbi Yochanan Betzibur Shanu. No, that's only Betzibur. What does that mean? 2 days in Rashi. Betzibur Shanu meaning either because you could get it in Chazaras Hashatz, or we're talking about the Chazan doesn't have to repeat it because of Turcha the Sibura. One of those two. But otherwise, he answers, no, you have to repeat it. And of course, that's what we hold, at least by Shachris and Mincha, one has to repeat if one forgets Yale V'Yavo. By the way, Kavana issues, the Ramah writes in Simon Kuf Aleph, that Bizman Azeh, we're not Choser for Choser Kavana, even in Avos. Even in Avos. If you're still in Avos, if you just finished Magen Avram, it's a big Shaila what to do, Mishnah Berurah there, Bir Alacha, but Me'ikar Adin, we're not Choser for Choser Kavana. Good. Kama Yishab in Tefillah L'Tefillah. How much? Back to the beginning of the parak. If somebody is making up a tefillah, tashlumin, so you have to sing two Shmon Asreis. How long do you have to wait in between the two Shmon Asreis? Rav Huna, Rav Chizda, Chad Amar Kadesh Tischonin died to Olav. Chad Amar Kadesh Tischol died to Olav. Enough that you could have proper kavana to David again. Tischonin from the Lashon Vo'es Chanan, Tischolel, also, as we'll see in a second. Manda Amar Kadesh Tischonin died to Olav, Dechsiv Vo'es Chanan al Hashem, he could David again. Manda Amar Kadesh Tischolel died to Olav, Dechsiv Vo'yichal Moshe. We don't have time to read it, but if you look in Rishimo Shiurim in the Rav Sefer, he has a gorgeous piece on what's the difference between Tischolel and Tischonein. Two different types of tefillah, Voeschanon and Vayechal. Two different types of tefillah, Moshe Rabbeinu, one is Voeschanon is davening for himself, Vayechal is davening for the Tzibur, one is asking for a Matnas Chinam, one is not, but feel free to look there. Amar of Anan, Amar Rav, Tov, Elu Hizkesh, Rosh Chodesh, Arv, Ezei Machzim, Nasa, Elu Vishim, Bezim, Mekadosh, HaChodesh, Elu Bayom. Somebody forgets Yalav Yavo in Mayriv of Rosh Chodesh, he does not repeat. Because better than is not Mekadosh, the Chodesh Bayom. Right, that's what we paskin. Amar, Ameymar, Misavir, Mil, Seder, Abba, Chodesh, Malay. Ameymar says, maybe that only applies to a Chodesh Malay, and you forgot on the first night. But on the Chodesh Chaser, you don't have any other Meir to say it in. No. Michdi, Rav, Taimakama. Rav gave a reason. Mali Chaser, Mali Male. Eloloshna. And we Paskin, there is no difference. Tosis has a day that Paskin is a chiluk. But we Paskin, there is no difference. You never chose your bow for Meirif. Good. Hadrol Tilas Hashachar. Ain't Andrilis Palo Mito Kovid Rosh. We only dive in with COVID Rosh, with seriousness of head, and we're focused. Chasidim Rishonim Aisham Shol Achazum Ispalo. G'desh Yechad Olibim Lavim Shol Shemayim. The Chasidim Rishonim used to wait an hour. Rabbeinu Yonah says, literally, an hour. Shol Achaz. In order to be mechavein, there are hearts to daven. Afilo HaMelech Shol B'Shlomo Lo Yishivenu. Even if a melech asks, Lo Yishivenu. Again, another difference between Kriya Shema and Tefillah. We had in the first Mishnah in the second parak. Right here, you can't be mafsik at all. And even if there's a snake on your ankle, you cannot be mafsik. Yes, the Mefarshim pointed out, we're not talking here about Sakonas Tefashis. Right, but even if it's any type of other interruption. Minon Emili, how do I know that you need to be focused in COVID Rosh? Amar Blazadar Markov, he maras nafesh. Chana was focused. Mimai, Doma Chana, Shiny, Davis, Miri, Liba, Tuva. Maybe Chana was different because she was just bitter of heart. Right? She wanted a child. So you can't bring any rice from Chana. El Amar Vizra Chani Mehacha. Vani Brov Chasacha, Ava Vesecha, Ishtacha, Lehechal Kachacha, Biyira Secha. In Yira. So you have to be in a state of Yira. Again, maybe David HaMelech had a different standard for himself. Maybe we can't learn from there. El Rav Shimon ben Levi mehacha hishtachvu l'Hashem b'hadras kodesh. I'll take you b'hadras ela b'charadas. You're in a state of charada. Maybe that's the makar. No, maybe it means hadar. You should be glorified when you daven. What does that mean? Rav Yehuda put on a suit when he davened. So maybe hadras is literal. So finally, Ela Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak mehacha. Last source: Idu as Hashem beYira v'Gilu Berada. Serve Hashem in Yira. What I mean, you have to be in a state of Yira v'Gilu Berada and be joyous in trembling. My v'Gilu Berada, Amar Vada bar Masta, Amar Rabba b'Makam Gila Sham Tehira Ada. In the place of Gila, in the Simcha, meaning when you're davening, you should also have trepidation. Right, that's that. Let me just read the next line, because I don't remember where we got up to 7 years ago. Abai havi Yosef kami deraba chazi deravi kabadach tuba. Abai was sitting, and Rabbah saw that he was a little too much levity. Amar v'gila baradaksiv. Come on, ra'ada. What are you too laid back for? Amar le, I'm not tefillin manachna. Don't worry about it. I'm wearing tefillin. Unusual. Revere me, havi Yosef kami derav zera. Same story. Chazi deravi kabadach tuba. Amar le, b'cholat sevi emosar. Ksiv. Amar le, I'm not tefillin manachna. I'm wearing tefillin. What does that mean? What does that mean? So it says the Maariv Chayis, this is the basis for the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin, in Dalav Chafei, where the Rambam says when you wear Tefillin, you're a different person. You have a different chalos. You're in a different state. That's what the answer of this Gemara, the answer of these Amoraim. Tefillin keeps me in control. So therefore it's okay, I could be wearing Tefillin. Again, we don't have to do it, but look at Rabbeinu Yonah right here. On Gilu Berada, one of the most gorgeous Rabbeinu Yonahs in the whole Masechta. Gilu Berada about how only with HaKadosh Baruch Hu could we have Ava and Yira at the same exact time. All other relationships is one or the other. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we could have opposite feelings running towards and running away from him at the same time. It's Rabbeinu Yonah right here on this Gemara. Okay, we'll stop here, Beth Hashem, and we will continue. Today's shiur again was sponsored by the Orlinsky family, the Zechanesh of Menachem Yitzchak Orlinsky. We thank them for their sponsorship.